And good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Rebecca Wallace, who's the Development Director for God's Pantry Food Bank over in Lexington. They're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up next Wednesday here in Morehead. Rebecca, first of all, welcome to The Front Page. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Now tell me about the ribbon cutting.
Well, we are really excited to be opening a new regional distribution center right here in Morehead that is going to allow us to have more food in this area, which is greater access for the member agencies that we serve in Rowan and the surrounding counties.
You serve 50 counties throughout southern and eastern Kentucky and central Kentucky. I mean, that's a lot. So I'm imagining that this new distribution center is vital in many ways.
That's correct. Yes, we serve 50 counties throughout pretty much the eastern half of the state. But our goal is always to get more food out to people who need it and people who maybe have not had access to enough food. And we work with about 400 agencies across our service area who are on the front lines of hunger. So they are soup kitchens and shelters and food pantries, organizations that are feeding people in need. And so by putting this distribution center here in Morehead, we will be providing better access to those member agencies here in this area so that they'll be able to get food more often if they need to, greater quantities. And we'll also be able to directly bring in more fresh produce so that they'll have more access to fresh produce, which is the most nutritious food that we could provide. So it's really just a win-win all the way around in order to help us feed more people in need.
We do want to tell people that the new regional distribution center for God's Pantry Food Bank will be at the MMRC Industrial Park at 100 Carroll Ingram Drive, and that ribbon cutting will be next Wednesday at 10 a.m. until 10:30. I want to mention that right away before we got too much further into this interview. But when you talk about the 50 counties and the Morehead Distribution Center, I know you have other distribution centers, but apparently that number wasn't enough.
That's correct. For years, we functioned primarily out of Lexington and with one distribution center in Prestonsburg. And we learned after years of having a distribution center that's really far away from our Lexington headquarters that that is the best way to provide greater access for food. We've experienced great success in the amount of food that goes into that area. So we embarked on a campaign about 5 years ago to raise funds to add another overflow warehouse, which is in Winchester, and then two more regional distribution centers. We opened one in London almost 2 years ago and have experienced incredible success there. And we're really excited about what's going to happen here in Morehead.
How did the Morehead Center come about?
Well, we look at our service area and you know, we look at poverty statistics. We look at how much food is going into our service area. But we look really at the county level, too. And we want to make sure that we are putting enough food in the counties to meet the need. And a few years ago, when we looked at each county individually, we noticed that there were areas, that there were pockets, really, of areas that we termed to be underserved, which means that there was a high level of food insecurity, but not a high level of organizations that were meeting that need. So one of the pockets was in this kind of the gateway area, really, this kind of northern eastern part of our service area. And so we decided that this is a great location because it's right on the interstate. It is an entryway for several of our smaller counties, and it's great access for us to get food here. But it's also an area that really showed incredible need that needed to be met. So we put one in London. We recognized the same issue down in the more southeastern part of our state. And in the first year, we increased the food distribution to those member agencies by over £1 million. So we're really hoping to see that type of increase here, just providing greater access.
Was the building paid for by a grant, or how did that come about?
We did a capital campaign that started off with a $3.5 million goal. As we got in, the capital campaign began in 2010, and as we got into it and construction costs went up, we raised our goal and ended up raising $4.3 million. And this Morehead Regional Distribution Center is the final piece of that capital campaign. So it is paid for by funds, by mostly private funds for this campaign.
How much did the Morehead Center cost?
Oh.
Roughly.
Roughly a little over $500,000.
Okay. And people don't realize that you need all sorts of things with that building. It's not just a warehouse.
That's right. It's not just a warehouse. We don't yet have racking, but we hope to put that in there soon. But it needed to have docking areas for large trucks to come in and drop off food. But it also needed to have areas where smaller member agencies, in whatever vehicles they're driving, are able to load food into their trucks and cars. But also refrigeration and freezer space. There's so much food out there that is perishable, and we want to keep that in good shape. So we have a large walk-in freezer and a large walk-in refrigerator. We also have a meeting space, which is going to be great because we have a wonderful regional advisory board made up of folks right here in this area who support us. And so now we'll have a new meeting space as well as an opportunity to train and hold workshops for our member agencies.
We talk about food insecurity here. You mentioned it here earlier, and people may not understand what the term means. It basically means people who don't have enough to eat or enough good food to eat. How bad is that problem, perhaps, in your service region?
We have one of the poorest regions in the country. We have 12 of the 25 poorest counties in the U.S. But when we talk about food insecurity, you're right. It's a matter of families looking at their cabinets, looking at their paychecks and their banking accounts, and recognizing that they don't have enough food to get them through until they get paid again. So food insecurity is technically a self-declaration. It's people saying, I am not able to provide for myself or my family solely on my own, and I need help. It is a bad problem in our service area. There are 252,000 people in that 50-county service area that we serve who are food insecure.
And you mentioned the produce issue, giving them good food to eat. Many people may have the money, and they may have to buy basically junk food to kind of get by because they can't afford, say, fresh meats and fresh produce.
Exactly. It's a terrible and sad conundrum that we have in this country, in that the best food, the most nutritious food, is also the most expensive. Everybody needs to eat. We can't live without food. Everybody deserves to be able to fuel their bodies. And it's really sad that if someone is low income, they're not able to fuel their bodies with the best food. So we started an initiative about 13, 14 years ago to try to get more fresh produce throughout our service area, because while we are very interested in feeding people, we don't want to just fill bellies. We want to provide nutrition as well. So currently, about one-third of all the food we distribute each year is fresh produce.
All right. And as you move forward, are there plans to add more distribution centers? I know that you constantly are facing different types of challenges.
At this point, there's not a plan to add any more distribution centers. We have what we call an arc of service. So if you look at, you know, the map, look at really the eastern half, the eastern third of the state of Kentucky, we have this one here in Morehead, one in Prestonsburg, one in London, and then our headquarters in Lexington with an overflow warehouse in Winchester. So we think at this point that will be adequate, but in years to come, who knows? We pride ourselves in being very agile and changing as the world changes and being able to respond to the need the best way we can. So we'll see what the future holds.
You might have the one business that would like to go out of business.
Yes. I have said that for years. I've worked at the food bank for 12 and a half years, and I've said I'd love to work myself out of a job. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening. And the language around how we talk about food insecurity has changed over the years. Ideally, I would love for there to be no hunger. I would love for everyone to be self-sufficient. But that's not anything that we think is going to happen in our lifetime. So what we talk about now is making sure that we are able to provide enough food for people who need it. So as I mentioned earlier, there's 252,000 people in our service area who say that they are food insecure. We know we are touching the lives through all these partnerships with those 400 organizations, those grassroots organizations. We know we're touching the lives of about 200,000 people. So there's a gap there, more people who we need to reach. And so that's really our ultimate goal, is to be able to feed everyone who is food insecure.
You have a fundraiser coming up here in Moorhead on November 7th. Tell me about that.
We do. We are very excited about the inaugural Chili Wars. We hope
Does that mean people are going to sit around and throw chili at each other?
I really hope not. I really hope there will be no chili slinging, but it is going to be a competition. And we are inviting anybody who likes to cook chili to participate, anybody who likes to eat chili to purchase a ticket or a table. There you go. and come try the chili. So lots of people are coming and providing chili. And then those who are participating, who are buying the tickets to come to the event, get to go around and sample everybody's chili and then vote for their favorite. And there are some prizes for the People's Choice Awards as well as a Judge's Choice Award.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be right here at the Conference Center here in Moorhead. It's November 7th. Tickets are on sale now. Individual tickets are $25 a piece, and they can be bought at the Citizens Bank, at Kentucky Bank, online at godspantryfoodbank.org. And we also have tables of eight available for $500.
All right. Again, that's Chili Wars on November 7th. At the Moorhead Conference Center, a fundraiser for God's Pantry Food Bank. And don't forget, once again, God's Pantry Food Bank will be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Wednesday as they open their new Moorhead Regional Distribution Center. That's at the MMRC Industrial Park. To be exact, the address is 100 Carolyn Ingram Drive. And again, that will be at 10 a.m. until 10:30 next Wednesday, October the 14th. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us on Front Page. We appreciate your time, and good luck with Chili Wars.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Rebecca Wallace, our guest on Front Page. She's the Development Director for God's Pantry Food Bank over in Lexington. I'm Chuck Morales, host of Front Page, back with more in just a moment.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.